You're listening to SBS News.
New border rules have been introduced in Germany relating to COVID-19. It requires those who haven't been fully vaccinated or who haven't recently recovered from COVID-19 to show a negative test result to enter the country. The change approved by the Cabinet on Friday applies to everyone aged 12 and above. Now, people crossing into Germany by other means of transport also have to prove their status. On Sunday, authorities were conducting spot checks at land borders. Mark Horstmann, a federal police officer working near Germany's border with the Netherlands, said most drivers had been cooperative.
That's right. No blanket controls. We would have to announce border controls for that. That's not planned. Nevertheless, the spot checks that we carry out here can be used to determine again and again whether the respective traveler is in possession of the necessary documents that he must bring with him in accordance with the coronavirus entry regulation.
Meantime, hundreds of people turned out in Berlin to protest against the German government's anti-coronavirus measures, despite a ban on the gatherings. It led to arrests and clashes between police and protesters. Germany eased many of its coronavirus restrictions in May, including a reopening of restaurants and bars. Still, many activities such as dining indoors at restaurants or staying in a hotel require proof that an individual is either fully vaccinated, has recovered from the virus, or can show proof of a recent negative coronavirus test. There were protests in Japan as well. A small demonstration of around 20 anti-Olympics protesters marched around Olympics gymnastics and volleyball venues in Tokyo on Sunday. They shouted slogans and held banners reading "No Olympics," while cases have doubled since last week. Tokyo resident Akiko Egegami was among the crowd.
People can't get into hospitals and others are becoming serious cases. Amid that, I think it's fine if you're doing something personally, but in this case, Tokyo City as a whole is having festivities. I think that's wrong. That's really wrong.
Israel, meanwhile, has begun offering a coronavirus vaccine booster to people over the age of 60, making it the first country to offer a third dose of a Western vaccine to its citizens on a large scale. Israel launched one of the world's most successful vaccination drives earlier this year, but has now decided to offer booster shots because of rising infections and signs that the vaccine's efficacy dwindles over time. Arsen Aristlunian, head nurse of the Clalit Healthcare provider in Tel Aviv, is hoping many more people would come and get the booster shot.
We are the first country in the world that's vaccinating the 60-plus age group with a third dose, and we're very proud of that. We're asking and telling everyone, come and get vaccinated. There's a very big interest, and we'll continue at this pace. Good news and health to everyone.
But there's some concern in America by the country's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's warning of some difficulties in the future as coronavirus cases continue to rise if more Americans don't get vaccinated. Dr. Fauci says there has been a recent increase in Americans getting the shot, but coronavirus cases are rising, driven largely by the more infectious Delta variant, with only about 60% of Americans fully vaccinated. While Dr. Fauci doesn't foresee more lockdowns in the United States, he says, with so many Americans still unvaccinated, the pandemic will continue to get worse.
In the breakthrough infections, they are mostly mild or without symptoms, whereas the unvaccinated, who have a much, much, much greater chance of getting infected in the first place, are the ones that are vulnerable to getting severe illness that might lead to hospitalization and in some cases, death.
And in the United Kingdom, with lockdown restrictions already eased since July 21, thousands of runners returned to the streets of London. The city hosted its scenic charity half marathon for the first time since the start of the pandemic. Organisers of the race say there were still some COVID regulations in place, with the race themed around the celebration of people coming together during the pandemic. Respiratory physiotherapist Isabel Fail says she's running the marathon in memory of all of the patients she treated who passed away from COVID.
It's been a really long, tough year, and I got through it with running. When they said we had to find an alternative route to work to try and avoid public transport, I was like, right, I'm just going to run. So I ran to work 3 days a week. No, 4 days a week, worked a 10-hour shift, and then slept for 3 days. But Running is like my meditation, and I really found it so helpful when I was working on the walls.
Sarah Shalala, SBS News.